Directing attention to the red truck, located in left center field. When a home run ball hits the target, everyone in section 3 wins a free vehicle detail from Larry H. Miller Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Get the real deal at LHMDeals.com. Driven by you. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disrupting behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees in the opening game of a quick little three-game series, as both these teams have just come out of the All-Star break, and they've got three head-to-head here in Salt Lake City this weekend. Each team coming off of 4 days of rest because of the All-Star break. Everyone is rejuvenated for the second half of the season, which isn't really a good name for the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule, because we're well past the halfway mark. Halfway mark would have been 75 games. This is game number 90 on the year for the Rainiers today. Tacoma entering play with a record of 38 wins and 51 losses on the year. Now, the Rainiers have been playing better recently. They won their three of their last four games going into the All-Star break, and those came against the first-place club in the East, Oklahoma City. So the Rainiers had a good showing against the Dodgers, and they hope to keep it up after the break against the Los Angeles Angels AAA club. On the mound for the Rainiers today, getting the start of the first game after the break, left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield's 3-5 on the season with a 6.98 ERA. He is making his fourth start this year against Salt Lake. The Bees are starting right-hander Mike Myers. Myers, a reliever in the big leagues the last couple of years, who they are now turning into a starter in the AAA ranks for now. 7.36 ERA in six starts for Salt Lake. So Mike Myers on the mound for the Bees. And for the Mariners AAA club, it is Justice Sheffield. Well, nice warm weather here in Salt Lake City. Big crowds expected all weekend. It's a holiday in the state of Utah coming up on Sunday, Pioneer Day. It's the state holiday, and they always do well at the gate for games surrounding that. So big crowds expected, including tonight, as the Rainiers face Salt Lake for the 22nd time this year. Salt Lake has won 11, and Tacoma has won 10. Well, we've had some roster moves over the All-Star break. We're going to get you caught up on all that when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The All-Star break today with the first of three in Salt Lake City against the Angels AAA club. Some roster moves from the last few days to get caught up on. Not as many as usual, though, at the All-Star break. But at the big league level, the Mariners did activate Kyle Lewis from the injured list today. He had been rehabbing with Tacoma before the break to make room for him on their active roster. They released outfielder Justin Upton, so that move did not result in any players coming to Tacoma. The Rainiers lost Daniel Ponce de Leon, one of their starting pitchers this year. He had a July 15th opt-out in his contract. He took it, became a free agent. He is reportedly signing with the Washington Nationals and will pitch for their AAA team. So the Rainiers are going to need another starting pitcher here, not for this series, but when they come home and face El Paso this coming week. And then they've added a reliever return, Taylor Williams' side. He was recently released by the San Francisco Giants. Williams is a Vancouver, Washington native, and he's been with the Mariners before in the big leagues. In fact, they traded him to San Diego a couple years back and got Matt Brash in that deal. Now Williams back in the Mariners organization, they're going to take a look at him, and he'll work out of the Tacoma bullpen. Finally, manager Tim Fedorovich is still on vacation. He gets 4 days off, and he took the last day before the break and this three-game series in Salt Lake to wrap up his four-day vacation. So Zach Vinci is the acting manager for this series, and Dan Wilson has come in to assist him. So we're all caught up now. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's game when the Red Deer's pregame show continues momentarily.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have a record of 38 wins and 51 losses. Zach Vinci, the acting manager of the Mariners AAA club. Leading off and playing left field is Jared Kelnick. Batting second, third baseman Drew Ellis. Hitting third and playing right field is Marcus Wilson. Brian O'Keefe bats cleanup. He does the catching. Hitting fifth, second baseman Eric Mejia. Zach Green will hit sixth. He's at first base. Batting seventh is designated hitter Scott Heineman. Hitting eighth, center fielder Forrest Wall. And batting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Deers, Justice Sheffield. He's 3-5 with a 6.98 ERA. The Salt Lake Bees are 42-48 on the season. The Angels AAA club is managed by Lou Marzin. They're going to lead off with a rehabbing big league infielder David Fletcher. He is the shortstop. Batting second, right fielder Jose Rojas. Hitting third and playing third base is Jack Mayfield. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Kian Wong. Hitting fifth, the first baseman Matt Theis. Chad Wallach bats sixth. He does the catching. Hitting seventh is left fielder Jake Gatewood. Batting eighth, center fielder Magna Reese Sierra, and hitting is at second base. On the mound, Mike Myers, 0-2 with a 7.36 ERA. Three-man umpiring crew assigned today. Brock Ballew, the crew chief, is behind the plate. Matthew Bates is at first base, and Taylor Jones is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake in the opening game of a three-game series here in Salt Lake City. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at tacomarecycles.org. That's tacomarecycles.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark, where the Tacoma Rainiers are taking on the Salt Lake Bees in the first of a three-game series. And Jared Keldick, the Rainiers' leadoff hitter, is headed to the batter's box right now to get things started. We've had a change of direction. Sheffield started warming up in the pen and stopped, and now Austin Warner is warming up in the pen. As the first pitch of the game to Keldick is lifted down the left field line, Gatewood, the left fielder, can't get it. It's a foul ball in the very front of the seats down the left field line, and that's strike one to Keldick. So it certainly appears as if Sheffield will not be pitching tonight, and we hope that it's not injury-related. That would be rough. So Keldick in the leadoff spot, hitting .294 with 11 homers, a .357 on base percentage. And here's the pitch from Myers, the 0-1 on its way. And it is taken down low for a ball, 1-1. Sun shining here in Salt Lake City. 95 degrees, our game time temperature. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball. It is expected to hit 100 at peak times in the afternoon throughout this weekend here in Salt Lake City. Today we got lucky with some clouds, kept it in the 90s. Now Kelnick uses his timeout, steps out for a moment. Right here's where the navy blue jerseys today with the gray pants, Salt Lake wearing its home whites. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Kelnick, and he fouls it straight into the ground. And the count is even now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's a hitter's ballpark here in Salt Lake because of the elevation, plain and simple. We're about 4,500 feet above sea level here. So now the 2-2 pitch is down low, ball 3. And they tried to account for the high elevation and the fact that the ball carries farther by making the fences very deep here at Smith's Ballpark, and they are deep, among the deepest in the league, but still the ball carries out of here. Now the 3-2 on its way to Keldick is swung on, grounded to the right side, right to the shifted second baseman Palamaki, who has it, and he throws out Keldick at first in the top of the first inning. Now Drew Ellis will be the hitter for Tacoma. Ellis batting in the 2 spot today. Just his 20th game since joining the Rainiers, hitting .212 with 3 homers, .734 OPS. And the pitch from Myers is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Ellis, right-handed hitter, recently acquired from the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Now he swings and pulls one down the left field line, but he's out in front of it. Foul ball. Now the 0-2 pitch to Ellis is taken outside for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Rainiers entering the break 13 games under 500. So the 1-2 pitch is up and away, 2-2. The stat of the day today is the fact that the Rainiers, from this date on last year, July 22nd to the end of the season, played to the tune of 22 games over 500 at 43-21. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Ellis. And 2 men are gone to the top of the first. Now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. I don't know if the Red Ears could pull off that kind of magic again, but it does serve as a reminder that it's possible. It can happen. A team could go on an extended hot streak and surge to a championship. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Marcus Wilson. Wilson hitting .220, has a dozen homers, draws a lot of walks. 0-1 pitch outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Wilson in the lineup in right field today. Mike Myers with his 1-1 pitch. And it is taken for a strike, 1-2. As noted in the pregame show, Myers was a reliever in the big leagues to start this season and also the last couple of years. But they optioned him to AAA to stretch out his innings and become a starter. And in his last two starts, he's made it over 90 pitches. Here's his 1-2 on its way to Wilson. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And the Red Ears go in order at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts from Mike Myers. So the Red Ears do not score in the top of the first inning. And now Salt Lake comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake heading up.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first, and now the Salt Lake Bees come to the plate in the bottom of the first, and the Red Ears have a surprise pitcher in Austin Warner. Justice Sheffield was today's starter and did begin warming up and then stopped warming up, and Austin Warner began warming up, and that's really all I got for you. I have no idea why that occurred, but that's what happened. So Warner making the start, and his first pitch to Fletcher is fouled away. There's strike one. This is the rehabbing major league infielder David Fletcher for Salt Lake. Coming back from hip surgery. Warner's 0-1 pitch is swung on and bounced foul in the batter's box. Strike two. All right, Warner is in his 23rd appearance for Tacoma, and this is his second spot start. He had one back in mid-June at home against Sacramento. He's 2-2 with a 6.29 ERA. 0-2 pitch is swung on and popped up foul first base side, racing into foul ground. Zach Green, and he makes the catch, and one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. David Fletcher fouls out, and now Jose Rojas will be the batter. Warner in 34 and a third innings has allowed 45 hits, 16 walks, 25 strikeouts. 2-2 with a 6.29 ERA. And he got knocked around quite a bit early in the season and has improved as the year has gone on. Here's his pitch to Jose Rojas, and it is fouled away. There's strike one. Rojas, left-hand batter, hitting 268, fifth best in the league. 43 runs batted in. He was on a real tear going into the break. And the next pitch to Rojas is a fastball called a strike, going to the count. Back to Warner for a moment. He has frequently been used out of the Rainiers' bullpen for multiple inning stints, two-inning stints usually. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Rojas on three pitches. Warner has thrown six pitches and gotten two outs. And now Jack Mayfield will hit. So I'm sure that with the emergency fill-in occurring, the Red Ears coaching staff is thinking, all right, well, he was Warner for two innings at least, and then kind of take it from there. First pitch to Mayfield is inside for a ball, 1-0. Mayfield, right-hand batter, hitting 224, three homers. Now the 1-0 is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the pitch is up and away, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is pulled just foul down the third baseline. It was close to being fair, just to the left of the chalk line, and it happened to hit there right next to the umpire's feet. The third base umpire, Tyler Jones, just looked straight down and made the call. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line. Still two balls, two strikes to Mayfield. Austin Warner, in his first year in the Mariners system, 28-year-old lefty, University in Louisville, Kentucky, throws a breaking ball for a called strike three, and down goes Mayfield, and Warner strikes out two of the three hitters he faces in a perfect bottom of the first inning. So we go to the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors.
About bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick.
And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
No score after one inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Each team going in order of the first. Big crowd kind of filing in late here in Salt Lake City tonight for the first of three games where big crowds are expected here for their holiday weekend in the state of Utah, Pioneer Day. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Brian O'Keefe. 0-1 the count. O'Keefe hitting 278 with 10 homers, 27 runs batted in 50 games for Tacoma. 875 OPS. Watches a slider go by for a strike. 0-2 the count. Mike Myers on the hill for Salt Lake. The 0-2 to O'Keefe. Swinging a miss. Strike three. Another slider. And that's three straight strikeouts for Myers going back to last inning. So one out at the top of the second, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia really finished up the first half strong, hitting 347 over his last 18 games. Switch hitter bats left, and he takes outside for a ball. On the year, he's hitting 271 with 11 homers and 19 doubles. OPS of 819. Switch hitter, bats left. 1-0 pitch from Myers is swung on, hit in the air to left field, drifting back a few steps and now stopping and coming in a step is Gatewood, and he makes the catch. And that is out number two at the top of the second inning. Mejia flies out to left field. Two down for Zach Green. Green settles into the batter's box. A right-hand hitter hitting 232 with a 737 OPS. And the pitch to him is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Salt Lake shifts him with three infielders on the left side. 1-0 to Green is swung out and fouled back. They've got Matt Theiss, the first baseman, is the only man on the right side, and then the second baseman, Palomaki, along with short Mayfield, all on the left side of the diamond. 1-1 to Green, hit in the air, foul. And then the outfield is straight away. Gatewood in left, Sierra in center, and Rojas in right. One ball, two strikes to Zach Green. And the pitch is up high for a ball, fastball. 94 on the gun. Two balls, two strikes to Green. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with his slider, and Myers has already struck out four. Three up, three down again. The Raiders go in order, and we head to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community, which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Austin Warner to Kian Wong, and it's swung out and grounded foul down the first baseline. There's strike one. Wong hitting 289 with three homers, 752 OPS. Warner, the lefty, with his 0-1 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back to the screen. That's strike two. So Warner out ahead of the count. Warner getting a surprise start today. Justice Sheffield scratched during warmups for reasons we do not know. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Wong. And now Austin Warner has struck out three straight batters going back to the last inning. So one away at the bottom of the second inning. And now Matt Theiss is the batter. Theiss playing first base today. Hitting 255 with eight homers, 814 OPS, and he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. On the Salt Lake side of things, one of their top players, a former Rainier, got called up today. Dylan Thomas called up by the Angels for his second time this season, as there's a pitch up high to Theiss. So congrats to Dylan. And they've optioned to Salt Lake a good hitter, David McKinnon, although he's not here yet for today's game. He'll probably be here tomorrow. There's a breaking ball in for a strike to Theis. 1-2 the count. So Warner ahead, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got him. Justin Warner. Two down in the bottom of the second inning. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach, power-hitting catcher. Right-hand batter lines one to third off the glove of Drew Ellis and down the left field line. Racing over to pick it up in a hurry is Celtic, and he's going to hold Wallach to a single. Nice job by Jared Celtic in left field. That was a rocket to third, and all Ellis could do was react. It was over his head, so he just stuck the glove up in the air, and he got a little of it, slowed it down a bit. But it's a base hit for Wallach. So there's the first base runner of the game for either team. Chad Wallach singles to left. And now Jake Gatewood is the hitter. Gatewood hitting 238 with eight homers, 23 runs batted in. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Gatewood went into the All-Star break on a power surge as he takes a breaking ball outside. Salt Lake finished the first half in Las Vegas, and they had a good series there. They won 4 out of 6, and Gatewood hit 3 homers during that series. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That's strike two. Nice changeup from Austin Warner to get ahead. Both these teams were playing the first place clubs before the break. The Rainiers were playing Oklahoma City, who's in first in the East, and Salt Lake was playing Vegas, who's in first in the West. So here's a swing and a foul back by Gatewood. Although it should be noted for the purposes of clarity that the team the Rainiers were playing, Oklahoma City, is now tied in first place in the East. It hits one in the air to left and battling the sun, yet making the catch is Celtic for the final out of the inning. Nice job in left field on two different plays here in the bottom of the second inning. Gatewood lines out to left field. No runs for Salt Lake. Got a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
No score after two innings of play in Salt Lake City. We head to the third. 8 and 9 hitters in the lineup coming to the plate. Scott Heineman, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy. Heineman making the start in this one as designated hitter. Right-hand batter, Mike Myers with the pitch, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. First pitch fastball from Myers, who has struck out four through two innings, as has the Rainiers' Austin Warner. Next pitch over for a strike, 0-2. And with regard to Warner, no action in the Rainiers' bullpen, so they are going to let him at least begin the bottom of the third inning on the mound. 0-2 pitch up high for a ball to Heinemann. 1-2 now. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off. Still 1-2. Rainiers have seen Mike Myers a couple of times already this year. He had a good start against the Rainiers in Tacoma, June 30th. Sears one outside to Heinemann. His longest start of 5 2/3 innings was that day. Allowed two runs. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball three. And Heinemann has worked a full count here and seen some pitches against Myers. Now the 3-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. And it is still 3-2. Now the 3-2 is a called strike three on the inside corner, and Heinemann goes down looking, and that is strikeout number five for Mike Myers, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall hitting .244 with a .325 on base percentage. Left-hand line drive hitter, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Yeah, the 0-1 coming. And it is high for a ball. 1-1. And this pitch swung on, popped up on the left side. And Mayfield, the third baseman in foul territory, makes the catch. And that is out number two. Forrest Wall fouls out. Two down in the top of the third inning. The Rainiers are still looking for their first base runner. Mason McCoy settling into the batter's box. Hitting in the number nine spot tonight. Batting .230 with eight homers. .686 OPS. And the pitch from Myers is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. And the 0-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch swung on, hit of the air down the right field line, shallow, tight to the foul line. In comes Rojas, and it slices and goes out of play just barely. Foul ball down the right field line near the Salt Lake bullpen. The bullpens are on the field here in Salt Lake City in foul territory, but they're down the lines and not out beyond the outfield fence like they are in most AAA ballparks. And they're not even in Tacoma, the one that's on the off, they're not fenced off here. So you have got outfielders and infielders chasing foul balls into the bullpen. 1-2 pitch is low and away for a ball, 2-2. And the one down the right field line is in particular an obstacle course on foul pop-ups over there because you've got the mound in the bullpen plus the rolled up tarp is over there. Here's a swing and a fly down the right field, right center field area, and racing after it is Sierra, the center fielder, and he calls off the right fielder Rojas and makes a reaching grab for the final out of the inning. Nice catch by Magnarice Sierra, and that wraps up the top of the third inning. The Rainiers go in order, three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Stadium coming up on 30 years old now as the pitch from Austin Warner to Magnarice Sierra is a swing and a miss. There's been one of Salt Lake's top hitters since the start of the season, batting .294, 7 homers, 45 runs batted in. And he bunts one first base side. That's going to work, a bunt single for Sierra. Got it down the first baseline, but off the line at enough of an angle so that Zach Green, the first baseman, was the only guy who could go pick it up. And once he did, he had nothing to do with the ball. A bunt single for Magnarice Sierra. Second hit of the night for Salt Lake. And now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Switch hitting infielder. He hits right-handed against Austin Warner. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Palamaki hitting .333 in 34 games for Salt Lake. One home run. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And a fastball, and the count's even, 1-1. Well, Sierra at first base loves to steal. He has 22 steals this year. Sixth in the league in that category, and he's only been thrown out 5 times. He has his lead. Warner with a pickoff move, and back in is Sierra. Now here comes the 1-1 on its way. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike two. Another fastball from Austin Warner. Warner's thrown 30 pitches now in this emergency start. An emergency start out of the All-Star break, but that's what happened today. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 2-2. If you're just joining us, Justice Sheffield, the scheduled starter, scratched during warm-ups. We don't know why. We just know it happened. He was warming up, and then he wasn't. There's a toss to first, and Sierra back in. Felt discomfort. Could be that they told him to stop warming up. I don't know. 2-2 pitch is up high, ball three. So full count to Palamaki. And Warner with the payoff, and it's a swing and a foul back. Sierra was not on the move on that pitch. Still 3-2. So Warner again with the full count pitch on its way. This time the runner goes. The pitch is hit in the air towards right center. Forrest Wall makes the catch. Sierra has to run back to first base, and he does. One out of the inning. Palamaki flies out to Forrest Wall. And now David Fletcher will bat for his second time. He fouled out his first time up. And Warner with a toss to first. Sierra back in. Fletcher on a rehab assignment. He's the Angels' starting second baseman when he's healthy. And also plays some short. Here's Warner's pitch, and it is grounded foul, first base side. And Fletcher, this year, just never really got it going in the big leagues, and it turned out it's because he was trying to play through a hip injury. He was hitting 158. And on May 8th, they slowed him down before that to try to rehab hip soreness. As here's a grounder to third, might be two. Ellis goes to Mejia. There's one on to first. There's two. They get Fletcher, who hasn't been in the big league since the first week of May because he had hip surgery, into a double play to wrap up the bottom of the third. No runs on a hit and no one left on base. Three scoreless innings for Austin Warner this evening. We go to the fourth. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
No score after three. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless. That's why there's no score. It's the redundancy inning. All right, top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Jared Kelnick, Drew Ellis, and Marcus Wilson to face right-hander Mike Meyer. Been able to reach base against yet. He's got nine up, nine down. Kelnick grounded out his first time up, 0 for 1 today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Jared Kelnick hit safely in 17 of the last 20 games he played in, leading into the All-Star break. And has shown improvement in the area of swing selection, or swing decisions, if you will. Not chasing as many pitches outside of the zone. And he takes one right here, a little low and away. Two balls, no strikes to Jared Kelnick. And this one is outside, ball three. 3-0 the count. And now Kelnick swings at a fastball and comes up empty. 3-1. Kelnick always has the green light on the 3-0 count and went after a fastball that would have been a strike there and missed it. So 3-1 now. And this pitch is up and away, ball four. And it's a leadoff walk for Celtic, and the Red Deers have their first base runner of the game. Jared Celtic heads down to first base. And now Drew Ellis will be the hitter. Ellis struck out swinging his first time up today. Here's the pitch. And Ellis takes the strike, 0-1 the count. Shift on, three infielders on the left side. The 0-1 pitch to Ellis is taken for a called strike. It's 0-2. Myers hitting the inside edge with a fastball right there. So no balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is inside and it hit him. Ellis is nicked by the pitch and he's going to head down to first base. Kelnick takes second. And the Red Deers have a couple of men on here on a walk and a hit by pitch. And actually taking a look at that on replay, that didn't just nick Ellis, that got him in the ribs. I was wondering why he kind of fired the bat aside after he was hit by the 0-2 pitch, and it actually did get him in such a way that it probably hurts. He's all right, he's staying in the game, but it did get him in the ribs. So here's Marcus Wilson, and the pitch to him is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch to Wilson is coming, and it's a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Right, here's trying to break through with the game's first run. They have two on, no one out. Even count to Marcus Wilson, who's hitting in the number three spot in the lineup today. And the pitch, swing and a foul at the plate. 1-2 now. Wilson went for a walk around the batter. Now here comes the 1-2, and it is a called strike three on the inside edge, and there's the first out of the inning. Strikeout number six for Mike Myers, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe struck out swinging his first time up. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and it briefly gets away from Chad Wallach, but he pounced on it quickly, and the runners do not advance. Down in the Red Deers bullpen, Brennan Bernardino is warming up. Looks like he's coming in the bottom of the fourth. Oh, and one the count to O'Keefe. And the pitch is a swing and a tapper foul. Oh, and two the count. Here comes the 0-2. Up and away. One ball, two strikes. Keefe back in the batter's box now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and lined into the gap in right center, and that's going to get down for the Red Deer's first hit of the game. Kelnick's being waved around third. He's headed home, and he's off, and they relay it to third base, but Drew Ellis is safe over there. It's an RBI single for Brian O'Keefe, and the Red Deer's are on the board. It's Tacoma 1, Salt Lake nothing. Brian O'Keefe just calmly stroked a fastball into right center field for an RBI single. And the Red Deer's are on the board, and they have a chance for more with runners at the quarters and only one out. And Eric Mejia at the plate. O'Keefe with his 28th run batted into the year right there. Now the pitch to Mejia batting left-handed, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch on its way, and it is a breaking ball that misses. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back by Mejia, and it's 1-2. Now the 1-2. Same count O'Keefe got his hit on. And this is down and in and through to the backstop. And breaking home is Ellis, and he will score. And taking second is O'Keefe. And the Red Deer's lead it 2-0. The pitch was down and in, and it skipped right past the catcher, Chad Wallach. And the Red Deer's get a run out of it. And it is 2-0, and O'Keefe's now in scoring position and still only one out here. And an even count to Mejia. Wild pitch is the ruling. 2-2 on its way to Mejia. And there goes the runner to third, and the pitch is bounced foul first base side. O'Keefe, not part of the Red Deer's base-stealing bunch with just one steal out of the season, took off there because he had a huge jump. But Mejia fouled off the pitch. Two and two to Eric Mejia. And the pitch from Myers is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball, 94 on the gun. And there's the second out at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number 7 for Myers. So two outs and a runner at second base for Zach Green. He struck out his first time up today. It is 0-1. And the pitch from Myers is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss at a slider. And the count goes to 1-1. Despite moving from the bullpen to the starting rotation, Mike Myers still has been a two-pitch guy, fastball and slider. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded to third. Gobbling it up is Mayfield, and the veteran throws out Green at first base, and that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. But not before the Red Deer score a couple of runs, two runs on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. Technology. From the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure.
The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Red Ears with a 2-0 lead. And the Red Ears make a pitching change, bring in Brennan Bernardino to work the bottom of the fourth. Tremendous job by the Red Ears emergency starting pitcher, Austin Warner. After Justice Sheffield was scratched during warm-ups just minutes before the game started, Warner summoned to make the start instead. And he went three scoreless innings, allowing just two hits. No walks, four strikeouts. No one reached second base against him. He faced just one over the minimum through three innings. Faced 10 hitters. Got a double play in there. So a great job for Warner. And now Bernardino is in from the pen. This is his sixth appearance since being picked up by the league. No record of 1.42 ERA in 6 1/3 innings. Has 10 strikeouts and three walks. And his first pitch to Jose Rojas is hit into the air to left field. The wind is picked up. Kelnick coming in on it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Rojas flies to left. Wind suddenly blowing in from left field. It's been swirling today. About an hour before the game started, a summer rain shower came through town. It missed the ballpark, but it hit nearby areas, and it really involved a lot of wind. The wind was howling out to left, but as soon as that passed through, it was still until now. Now it's blowing in. Sears a pitch down low to Mayfield. He had shortened a bunt and takes it, ball one. So it's very hot here, but also there are some scattered rainstorms around. Haven't seen any thunder and lightning, although it kind of feels like that would be the case. 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Mayfield. But it's been dry here at the stadium, and that's all we really care about for our purposes. Next pitch, hit in the air towards right. This is struck well. Wilson's back, reaches up, makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track, and that's the second out of the inning. Marcus Wilson had that one all the way despite the solid contact by Mayfield. So two down, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong, left-hand hitter, struck out swinging earlier. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. And a bouncer foul. 0-2 the count. So Bernardino out ahead of the count. The lefty from Southern California. Here's his 0-2 pitch. It's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got Wong with a nasty breaking ball. And that wraps up the bottom of the fourth. Three up, three down with a strikeout for Brennan Bernardino. And we will head to the fifth inning of play. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake 0.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Moving on to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing here in front of a large crowd in Salt Lake City on the start of a holiday weekend here. Pioneer Day is Sunday, and it's a state holiday in Utah, and people celebrate it here all weekend when it falls on a weekend. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Scott Heineman leading things off. And now a swing and a fly towards right center. Ranging into the alley is Sierra. He's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the fifth. Pioneer Day is it's a big one for the Salt Lake Bees. It's like a second... If you look at it from the Tacoma angle, it'd be like a second July 3rd. They try to get home on Pioneer Day, no matter what day it falls on. It's always July 24th, so no matter what day of the week it falls on, they try to have a home game because they do a fireworks night and they get a huge crowd. Here's the pitch to Forrest Wall now, leading off for the fifth, and it's in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. I was told, however, as now the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, that since this year Pioneer Day falls on a Sunday, the crowd isn't going to be big on Sunday because it never is in Salt Lake City. But they are going to have big crowds tonight and tomorrow instead. Here's a liner to left and battling the sun, but making the catch is Jake Gatewood, and Wall is retired. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. All right, we don't normally do the Major League scoreboard until later, but we're going to make an exception for one game tonight because they are in the fifth inning at Fenway right now. And I don't know what the Toronto Blue Jays did over the All-Star break, but everyone should do what they did over the All-Star. 5-3 in the fifth inning. So here's a pitch to McCoy that misses ball one. Toronto with 25 runs on 22 hits through 5 innings of at-bats. In their first game after the All-Star break, they had an inside-the-park grand slam hit by the former Pacific Coast League outfielder Raimel Tapia. He used to be with Albuquerque before he got traded over to the Jays. 1-0 pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. 25 runs, and they still have 4 innings left that they're going to hit in. 2-0 pitch misses ball 3. And the Red Sox, I mean, you can't really resort to a position player pitching on the first day after the All-Star break when everybody on your staff is rested, right? There's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. So they've had real pitchers in there throughout the game, and they've got 4 innings left, and they should have real pitchers available to finish it. 3-1 pitch to McCoy is lined the other way and into right field, a base hit. So Mason McCoy has the right ear's second hit of the game, a single to right. He's on with 2 outs. And now Jared Kelnick will hit. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Throw down to first, and back in safely is McCoy. Celtic grounded out in the first inning, walked and scored in the fourth. Another toss to first, and back in is McCoy again. Salt Lake starting activity of the bullpen for the first time. They have a right-hander loosening up. 0-1 pitch to Kelnick. Grounded foul, first base side. Kyle Bearclaw is the righty at the Salt Lake bullpen. Now the 0-2 is low for a ball, 1-2. Infield shifts Kalnick. The outfield plays him straight away. There goes the runner. The pitch is a check swing bouncer over the pitcher's head, fielded by Fletcher, the shortstop, and he throws out Kelnick at first base. And that is the final out of the inning. So Kelnick on a check swing bounces out to the shortstop, and that wraps up the top of the fifth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
2-0, Tacoma leading in Salt Lake City. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brennan Bernardino beginning his second inning of relief work after Austin Warner pitched the first three innings today. Bernardino will face Matt Theiss, Chad Wallach, and Jake Gatewood. And Bernardino retired the side with two flyouts and a strikeout in the fourth. So Theiss settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. So this is the first game after the All-Star break, and thought we'd do a check-in around the league. So there's one in for a strike now to Theiss. There are two very tight division races coming out of the break. In the West, Vegas in first place, and Reno's only a half game back. Reno finished the first half on a surge, winning eight of their last nine games. 2-0 pitch bounced on two hops to the second baseman, Mejia, and he throws out Dice at first base. And one man is gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. So Vegas and Reno, the only teams over 500 in the West. Salt Lake's in third place, 7.5 back. Rainiers are 11 back. When you look at the more expanded standings, it's kind of nonsensical in some regards in the West as Wallach takes a strike, because Vegas, who's in first place, has a negative run differential. They've been outscored this year by 12 runs. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tipped by Wallach. Reno has a plus 24. And then Salt Lake, who's in third place and 7.5 games out and 6 games under 500, they have the best run differential in the division. They've outscored opponents by 41 runs this year, which should leave them 7 or 8 games over 500 right now. They're underperforming in the wins and losses based on their run differential. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wallach, and Bernardino has his second strikeout. He fans Chad Wallach on just 3 pitches. Now Jake Gatewood is the hitter. Gatewood lined out to left field earlier. Kelnick made a nice catch battling the sun, which is now set to a point where it no longer affects the fielders in the outfield anymore. Pitch to Gatewood is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. In the East, El Paso and Oklahoma City tied in first place with the best record in the league. They're both 52-38, and they both have hugely positive run differentials, as you would expect from their records, as there's a pitch to Gatewood for a strike. The Rainiers are going to see El Paso for the first time this year. They just played Oklahoma City for the first time right before the break, and then El Paso comes into town at Cheney on Tuesday for 6 games. Haven't seen them all year, Padres affiliate. They're supposedly really good, at least the one-loss record and the run differential say so. Sears went outside to get a player on their team named Eggie. And I hope he doesn't get called up for another week, because I want to see Eggie play. Can't go wrong with a guy named Eggie. Here's a bouncer back to the mound, fielded by Bernardino, and he tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over, and Brennan Bernardino goes 3-up, 3-down at the bottom of the fifth inning, just as he did in the bottom of the fourth. So we go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Two nothing, Tacoma leads Salt Lake, and we go to the sixth inning of play. New pitcher for Salt Lake, it is right-hander Kyle Barraclough. He relieves Mike Myers, who went five innings and allowed two hits and two runs, both earned. Walked one, hit a batter with a pitch, and struck out seven. Drew Ellis leads things off against Bearclaw. He swings and misses at the first pitch there, strike one. This is Bearclaw's 17th AAA game of the year. He has also spent time in the big leagues with the Angels this season. 2-3 with a 4.58 ERA in the PCL. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. In 17 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 24 and walked 14. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Now the 2-2, up and in, ball three, and Ellis has worked a full count, three balls, two strikes. Now the payoff is coming, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Bearclaw again with the 3-2, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike three, and down goes Ellison. One man's gone to the sixth, and that'll bring Marcus Wilson to the plate. Wilson 0-2 so far in this one. We'll check in on the leaderboards coming out of the All-Star break. Taylor Colway with El Paso leading the league in batting average at .335. So now the pitch to Wilson is hit in the air, foul, and out of play down the right field line. Others in the mix for the batting title, Vimeo Machine with Las Vegas hitting .324, although he's in the big leagues at the moment. Elaris Montero with Albuquerque is hitting .324. He's back with the Isotopes after a stint in the majors with the Rockies. 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, 0-2. Winton Bernard at Albuquerque is hitting .320. He's been there all year. Only six players hitting over 300 among qualified batters. 0-2 pitch to Wilson. Swing and a miss, strike three. He goes down on three pitches, and that's his third strikeout of the day. Two men are gone, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. On the home run chart, Stone Garrett of Reno leading the league with 22. David Villar of Sacramento has 21. He's in the big leagues, though, with San Francisco now. And then we just saw Jason Martin, who's third in the league with 19 homers with Oklahoma City. He hit number 19 against the Rainiers prior to the break as O'Keefe takes outside for a ball. O'Keefe's 1-for-2 with an RBI single so far this evening. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Also with 19 homers and a guy who might end up leading the league when it's all said and done, Carlos Perez in Albuquerque, the veteran. So now the 1-1 to O'Keefe is high, 2-1. Perez hit 31 homers left, but that is in the distant past now, and he's been racking up the homers recently. 2-1 pitch. Misses ball three, 3-1. Pitch is swung on, grounded to short on two hops, fielded by Fletcher, and he throws out O'Keefe at first base, closing out the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's been a well-pitched game so far. Tacoma leading Salt Lake 2-0.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. And Brennan Bernardino has worked two perfect innings, and he will begin the bottom of the sixth on the hill for the Red Ears and face Magnery Sierra, Jake Palamaki, and David Fletcher. Only two runs of this game so far, scored in the top of the fourth. A walk and a hit by pitch put two on with no one out, and Brian O'Keefe singled in a run, and then the second run scored on a wild pitch. Drew Ellis scoring from third on a wild pitch. And that's where we are, 2-0, going to the bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Sierra is called a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Next pitch on its way, and it is grounded to the right side, and nicely picked up over there by Mejia, who fires to first and gets the speedy Sierra. And there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Jake Palamaki is the batter. Palamaki flied out to center field his first time up. Switch hitter bats right against Bernardino. And the lefty's pitch is taken low for a ball, 1-0. He's talking about some of our hitting leaders coming out of the All-Star break in the Pacific Coast League. How about the pitching side? As here's a foul back by Palamaki. The ERA leader with a huge lead is Hunter Brown of Sugarland. The Houston app has a 2.38 ERA and also leads the league in strikeouts, although he's tied in that category. Sears went up and away to Palamaki. The strikeout race is close. Hunter Brown, J.P. France of Sugarland, and Ryan Nelson of Reno, all with exactly 97 strikeouts coming out of the All-Star break. A three-way tie for first. That's weird. Here's a swing and a fly to center. Lining it up is Forrest Wall. A few steps towards right center now, and he makes the catch, and Palamaki is retired. Two down in the bottom of the sixth, and now the rehabbing David Fletcher will bat for his third time. Other pitchers in the ERA race beside Hunter Brown at 2.38. His lead is huge, though. Second is Reno's Tommy Henry with a 3.55 ERA. He's more than a full run behind. And then Cesar Valdez of Salt Lake is third. We're going to see Valdez in this series. Is it tomorrow or the next day? Hang on, let me look. Here's one that just misses up high to Fletcher for a ball. Valdez is tomorrow. Okay. And then that's right, Tuki Toussaint starts for Salt Lake on Sunday. 1-0 to Fletcher. Over for a strike, 1-1. The Rainiers on the leaderboard in the pitching categories have Darren McCacken, who rakes in the top 10 in almost all categories that require one to have the qualified number of innings pitched. Just here's one in for a strike to Fletcher. So McCacken's eighth in the league in ERA. And fifth in the league in lowest batting average against him among qualified pitchers. So the next pitch, check swing. He did not go, says the first base umpire, 2-2. And McCacken's on the strikeout board, too. He's sixth in the league in strikeouts. And in a big tie with a whole bunch of guys for fifth in the league in wins. And McCacken's going to pitch in the series finale. 2-2 to Fletcher, swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes, and Brennan Bernardino has been perfect for three innings tonight. Nine up, nine down, and the Red Ears have used two pitchers here, Austin Warner and Brennan Bernardino, and they've combined for a two-hit shutout through the first six innings of tonight's game. We go to the seventh. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Two to nothing as we head to the seventh inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark in the opener of a three-game series between the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees. AAA affiliates of AL West rivals, the Mariners and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And one guy who has been on both sides of this is relief man Zach Weiss, and Weiss is in to pitch for Salt Lake now. He was with the Red Ears last year. Been with Salt Lake all year this year. His first pitch to Eric Mejia is lined to right field, but right there is Jose Rojas, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the top of the seventh inning. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Weiss is on in relief of Kyle Barraclough, who pitched one inning and retired the side in order with two strikeouts. Green at the plate, and he's 0 for 2 today, and he takes inside for a ball. Weiss with Salt Lake, 1-2 with a 5.5 ERA, 44 strikeouts in 34 and a third innings, 16 walks. 1-0 pitch to Zach Green is in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the next pitch swung on and fouled back. And it's 1-2. The 1-2 coming. And it is a called strike three. The slider from Weiss, and Green goes down looking, and two men are gone at the top of the seventh inning, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. The pitch to Heineman from Weiss is taken up high for a ball. Well, there was no AAA All-Star game this year. Hopefully you got to watch the Big League All-Star game, or at least the Home Run Derby. That was fun with Julio in it this year. Here's a swing and a foul out of play, 1-1. American League won the All-Star game because the American League always wins the All-Star game. What was that, 9 in a row for the AL? And they'll make it 10 next year in Seattle. The Mariners hosting the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star game next summer. Be fun for the whole region. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. In fact, they just unveiled up in Seattle before the Mariners game tonight against the Astros, which starts shortly. They unveiled the new Seattle All-Star Game logo for next year. There's a breaking ball inside, 2-2. It's got the mountain and the space needle and a rising sun, or is that a setting sun? Depends on how you look at it. I think that'd be the rising sun from this angle. Some trees. Looks nice. 2-2 to Heineman. Swing and a miss, strike three. Weiss sets down the side in order with a couple of strikeouts. And the Rainiers go in order in the top of the seventh inning. So it's the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
At Fred Meyer, we produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
It's the seventh inning stretch in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Red Ears with a 2-0 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. And Tacoma brings in its third pitcher of this game. Kyle Bird in from the bullpen to pitch the bottom of the seventh. Brennan Bernardino with three perfect innings of relief. 9 up, 9 down with 3 strikeouts. He threw only 28 pitches, 20 strikes. So Bird's trying to keep up the run of excellent right ears pitching we've seen so far tonight. He's working on Jose Rojas, and the first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Bird's in his 23rd appearance, 2-1 with an 8.88 ERA at 24 and a third innings. Has struck out 24 and walked 14. Now the 1-0 is chopped to the right side, and the shifted shortstop McCoy picks it up and tosses the ball to first and gets Rojas, and one man is out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Jack Mayfield will be the batter. Mayfield 0-2 with a strikeout and a lineout. Bird now ready with his pitch. And it's swung on and lined to the left side. Diving stop by McCoy. He gets up and fires to first base and nails Mayfield by a couple of steps for the out. Tremendous play at shortstop by Mason McCoy. Diving to his left, picking this ball on a short hop as he was diving from the infield dirt onto the outfield grass in the hole. And just a great play at shortstop by McCoy. Two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mayfield's had the two hardest hit balls in this game for Salt Lake. He has nothing to show for it. Here's Kian Wong, and the pitch to him is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Wong's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts this evening. Bird now with a 1-0 pitch. And it is outside for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 the count. And now breaking ball is high, ball 3. And Bird behind in the count, 3-0. There's ball 4 outside, a 4-pitch walk. First walk issued today by Tacoma pitchers. The first right here is pitchers tonight. Austin Warner, who went the first 3 innings, and Brendan Bernardino, who went the next 3. They combined to throw only 15 pitches through 6 innings that were not strikes, which is incredible. There goes the runner. The pitch is a breaking ball that misses. Throw to second. They got him. Easily throwing out Kian Wong. He threw a strike down to second base, and McCoy applied the tag, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. And we go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the eighth inning, and it is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. And a bunch of changes for the Salt Lake Bees, as the rehabbing David Flesher has come out of the game. He was playing shortstop. Entering the game in his spot in the lineup is Kyle Kasser, but he goes in at second base, and moving from second to shortstop is Jake Palamaki. And then they also have a new pitcher into the ballgame, right-hander Oliver Ortega. His first pitch to Forrest Wall is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. So Ortega into pitch. Wall's 0-2 today with a pop-up and a line-out. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike three. Wall goes down on three pitches. And one man's out of the eighth. Now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. This is Ortega's fourth appearance for Salt Lake. He's worked five scoreless innings in a B's uniform. Ortega, 25-year-old righty. And his pitch to McCoy is grounded to the left of the shortstop, Palamaki, and into the outfield, a base hit. And McCoy has his second hit of this game. He's 2-for-3. And that's only the third hit of the night for Tacoma, and just the fifth hit total between these two teams, as the pitchers have just dominated in this first game after the All-Star break, so far anyway. So McCoy's on at first with one out, and now Jared Kelnick is the batter. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball blocked by Wallach. Outs and a walk. Toss to first, back in is McCoy. Now the runner goes, the pitch is outside. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Mason McCoy, and he's now in scoring position. His 12th steal of the year in 14 attempts. And now the catcher, Wallach, goes out to the mound to talk to Ortega for a moment. And they're having an extended chat, and now the umpire's moving out there to break it up. So 2-0 the count to Kelnick, and now he has a man in scoring position. Ortega fires, and there's a fastball inside, and that rolls a few feet away from Wallach, but he recovers it quickly. 3-0. That last fastball clocked at 97 on the gun. Ortega has spent most of this year in the big leagues with the Angels. 3-0 to Kelnick, grounded to the shifted shortstop, Palamaki, who fields it and throws out Kelnick at first base. McCoy moves up. He's at third, but there are now two outs in the inning. And Drew Ellis will be the batter. In the big leagues this year, in 26 games, Ortega has a 3.82 ERA. But 18 walks in 33 innings is probably the reason why recent round of Angels roster shuffling. Here's Drew Ellis, and he swings and misses at a fastball down in the zone. There's strike one. Ellis is 0-for-2. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run today. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, runner at third, two outs, top of the eighth, and Oliver Ortega with his pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. Right here's do not score. They had a hit and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It remains Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tecoba 2, Salt Lake nothing. New pitcher in for the Red Ears to pitch the bottom of the eighth, and it is a very new pitcher, right-hander Taylor Williams, who just joined the team today, is going to make his Red Ears debut, although not his Mariners organization debut. He pitched for the Mariners during the 2020 season, the COVID-shortened season, and then was traded in the middle of that season to the San Diego Padres in a deal that brought a player to be named later who turned out to be Matt Brash, who's currently in the big leagues in the Mariners' pen. And now Williams comes back on a minor league deal. Here's his first pitch to Matt Theis, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Williams had been with Sacramento this season, had a rough stretch in the first half of July, and the Giants released him and the Mariners picked him up. 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Williams is a Washington native out of Camas High School in the Vancouver area and lives down there still, I understand. So now the 1-1 pitch is down low. Two balls, one strike. He's in his 28th appearance in the PCL this year, 27 with Sacramento. 2-1 to Theis, over for a called strike. He had a lot of strikeouts for the River Cats, 45 of them in 39 and two-thirds innings. 17 walks, but he was kind of hittable. He allowed 50 hits, and it all led to a 6.81 ERA. Last pitched in the big leagues with the Padres in 2021. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Theis, and it is hit in the air towards left. Drifting back is Kelnick, and he's there to squeeze it at the edge of the warning track. And one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Theis flies out to left field. And now Chad Wallach will be the batter. So Williams would love to get off to a good start with his new team. And this is the fifth PCL team that Williams has pitched for. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one to Wallach. And I mention that because it's an interesting array. Two of the five PCL teams that he's pitched for are no longer PCL teams. So here's one down low for a ball. He came up through the Brewers system. Williams was originally drafted by the Brewers. And in 2018, he spent a little time with the Brewers AAA affiliate, and it was Colorado Springs that year. So here's one up and away. And then in 2019, he spent a good chunk of the season with the Brewers AAA team when it was San Antonio for that 1 year only in 2019. 2-1 pitch to Wallach, swing and a miss, 2-2. And then he was with El Paso for 9 games in 2021, when this year Sacramento and now Tacoma. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Wallach. And it is blooped into shallow center, and Wall racing in. He can't get there. It drops in. A soft single for Wallach. And the Bees have their first hit since the third inning. And Wallach has two of their three hits today. This was a soft flare into shallow center. No one could get there and catch it. So a runner at first with one out, and now Jake Gatewood comes to the plate, and he's a power hitter representing the tying run in the batter's box. Gatewood's 0-for-2 so far tonight. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a first pitch slider from Taylor Williams. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And it's a fastball that is a check swing, and he went around, says the first base umpire. Strike two, 94 on the gun on that fastball from Williams. So here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way to Gatewood. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and Williams just disposed of Jake Gatewood on three pitches. And two men are gone at the top of the, or the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Magnarice Sierra is the hitter. Sierra is 1-for-2 with a bunt single and a ground out, left-handed hitter. And Williams with the pitch, and it's swung on and driven to right. It's deep. Wilson's back at the track, makes the catch, a step in front of the fence in right field for the final out of the inning. Magnarice Sierra flies out to deep right field. Marcus Wilson hauling it in, and Salt Lake of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit and one man left. We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Moving on to the ninth, it is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. New pitcher in for the Bees, right-hander Gerardo Reyes comes in. And the Red Ears will send Marcus Wilson, Brian O'Keefe, and Sinning. Red Ears looking for some insurance before defending their lead at the bottom of the ninth inning. Always good to tack on in Salt Lake City. We've certainly learned that over the years. Reyes will face Marcus Wilson, Brian O'Keefe, and Eric Mejia. He's on in relief of Oliver Ortega, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing one hit and striking out two. So Reyes in for Salt Lake, 3-4 with a 3.68 ERA. This is his 29th appearance. He's their team leader in saves with five this year. And his pitch to Marcus Wilson is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back. One and one the count. Now this pitch is a breaking ball, low and outside, 2-1. So Wilson out ahead of the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced foul on the third base side. Zach Vinci in the third base coach's box making the play. Former infielder. Vinci is the Red Ears bullpen, and Patrick Weigel is warming up to work the bottom of the ninth. Now here comes the 2-2 pitch to Wilson, and it is a called strike three, and Wilson having a rough one in the first game after the All-Star break, 0-4 with four strikeouts. One away in the top of the ninth, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Mariners are underway. Jose Altuve hit a leadoff homer. Astros are up 1-0 in the second. Marco Gonzalez against Jose Urquidy in that one. Pitch to O'Keefe, misses for a ball. And no Julio Rodriguez in the lineup for the Mariners today. He was in the original lineup and then scratched, and they have not yet said why. It's a concern. So here's a pitch outside for a ball to O'Keefe. Hopefully they just want to give him an extra day off after everything he did during the All-Star break. He was very active during the break. He got no break. 2-0 to O'Keefe. Low and away, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And the next pitch is called a strike, 3-1. O'Keefe singled in the first run of the game for the Red Ears today, back in the fourth. That's when Tacoma scored twice, the only runs of this game, period, for both teams. 3-1, swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count goes full to O'Keefe, 3-2. Now the payoff. Down and in, ball four, O'Keefe. Heads down to first base, and the Rainiers get a man on with one out at the top of the ninth inning. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. Switch hitter, Mejia bats left. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. In the bottom of the ninth inning for Salt Lake, they're going to have their number nine hitter, Palamaki, leading things off. And then Kasser is in the leadoff spot because he replaced the rehabbing David Fletcher. So it's Palamaki, Kasser, and then the dangerous Jose Rojas hits third. There's the pitch that is down and in for a ball to Mejia, and Mejia's out ahead of the count 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. And the pitch grounded sharply to first. It goes right through the glove of Theis and trickles down the right field line. Rounding second and going to third is O'Keefe. And Mejia is safe at first, and the Red Ears have runners at the quarters with one out. Ball was pulled sharply to first, right to Theis, and it looked like Theis had it in his glove and or mitt, and the ball popped out and rolled down the line. We'll see what the scorer does with that one. And now Zach Green will bat with runners at the quarters and one out. Rainier's trying to add to a two-run lead here at the top of the ninth inning. Now, everyone's waiting for, oh, it's Theis, the first baseman. He needs a news that there was a problem with his mitt. And they've given him an error, and now he has a new first baseman's mitt, and he's going to go out and take his position. So an error was charged on the ball Mejia hit. Runners at the quarters with one out. Theis has his new mitt at first base. And Zach Green hits with runners at the quarters and one out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Rainier's desperately looking for insurance here at the top of the ninth. The pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. The infield shifted for Green. Three infielders on the left side, and they're drawn partway in. And then Theis is holding the runner Mejia on at first. Mejia is a good base stealer. 1-1 to Green, up and in, ball two. So two balls, one strike. Now a toss to first, back in safely is Mejia. First of three between the Red Ears and the Bees. All the games here starting at 5:35 Pacific time, so tune in tomorrow for that. 2-1 pitch is ball three, 3-1. A walk would load him up for Heinemann. 3-1 pitch is high, ball four. So Green heads down to first base. Mejia takes second. And O'Keefe remains at third. And the bases are loaded with one out for Scott Heinemann. And did you know that Scott Heinemann has hit one of the Rainiers' two grand slams this year? And it was in this ballpark on June 8th. It was not against this pitcher. It was against the lefty, Ryan Smith. Well, Heinemann has been quiet so far tonight, 0-3. Bees have the infield partway in still and no longer shifted. A traditional alignment with Heinemann at the plate. The pitch from Reyes is low, ball one. So Reyes having a little trouble finding the zone. He's walked two this inning. And then the air, of course, helped the Rainiers. Bases loaded, one out. And the 1-0 to Heineman is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is coming. And it is called a strike, and it's 1-2. And Heineman's in a hole. Really, Heineman's really trying to put a ball in play here. Ray is going for a out. Forrest Wall on deck, by the way. The 1-2 to Heineman is in the dirt outside and nicely blocked by Wallach. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count, 2-2. And here comes the pitch. And it is swung on and hit down the first baseline off the end of the bat, and that's a fair ball. Down the right field line, O'Keefe scores, Mejia scores. Taking third is Green, and in at second base with a two-run double is Scott Heineman. As he didn't hit it sharply, right off the end of the bat, a breaking ball, but he found an open space, tight to the first base bag and down the right field line for a two-run double. And the Red Ears double their lead and make it 4-0 with one out at the top of the ninth inning. And now the opportunity to really open it up is here with Forrest Wall coming to the plate. And two men in scoring position at Salt Lake, forced to bring the infield in now. Wall's been quiet, 0-3. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. There's strike one. Heineman with his fifth double since joining the Rainiers, and he has 12 runs batted in now in 20 games, including this one. Now the pitch is outside with a fastball. 96 on the gun. 1-1 the count. Next pitch swung on and popped up down the left field line. And into foul ground goes the shortstop, but it's out of play. Just a foul. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count now. And the pitch. Swung on, pulled down the right field line. Fair ball, headed into the corner. Extra bases, possibly a lot of them for Forrest Wall. Green scores, Heineman scores, Wall is at second and stops there with a two-run double, and the Red Ears lead it 6-0. The right fielder Rojas got that ball back in quickly. The right field corner here in Salt Lake City can lead to triples, but there's some funny angles out there on the fence right down the line, but that ball did not take an unusual bounce. It hit the wall, and Rojas knew exactly where it was going to be. A two-run double for Forrest Wall. Back-to-back two-run doubles by Heineman and Wall. And it is 6-0 Tacoma. Still only one out of the inning. Mason McCoy coming to the plate. The Bees are forced to warm up another pitcher, a lefty this time. Looks like Brian Moran. And their pitching coach, Iroh Cuevas, is out to the mound to talk things over with Gerardo Reyes and Chad Wallach. Mason McCoy is going to be the next batter for the Rainiers. McCoy with a couple of base hits so far tonight. Rainiers had just three singles and two runs through the first eight innings. But here in the ninth, they loaded up the bases on two walks and an error, and then had two big hits to really open up this game. Pitch to McCoy is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers in their first game out of the All-Star break, now leading 6-0 in the ninth. Reyes with a 1-0 pitch, and it is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the 1-1 on its way, and it is high for a ball, 2-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, and a slider, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out, and a runner at second base. Kalnick on deck. The pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul. Update from Fenway, the Blue Jays' offense has slowed down since we last checked in. They had 25 runs after five innings. They're now in the eighth, and they've only tacked on two more. It is Toronto 27, Boston 5 in the bottom of the eighth inning at Fenway. 2-2 to McCoy, swinging a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and there's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. So two outs, and Jared Kelnick will come to the plate. He's looking for his first hit of the night, 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. That walk was important back in the fourth inning. It started the two-run rally that until now were the only runs of the game. Shift is on for Kelnick. And the pitch is inside and to the backstop, and taking third base is Wall on the wild pitch. So he's at third with two outs and a 1-0 count on Kelnick. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. And that evens things up, 1-1. The 1-1 is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, strike two. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is down and in, and that evens things up. Two balls, two strikes. Now it is strike three on Kelnick, and that wrapped inning. But the Rainiers rally. They put four runs on the scoreboard at the top of the ninth inning. Four runs on two hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. And we go now to the bottom of the ninth inning. With the score, Tacoma 6, Salt Lake nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tacoma 6, Salt Lake 0 is our score. And the Red Ears bring in Patrick Weigel to try to wrap this up. Used today as Austin Warner, Brennan Bernardino, Kyle Bird, and Taylor Williams have combined on a 3-hit shutout thus far. Jake Palamaki leading things off. Switch hitter bats left, and Weigel's pitch to him is in there for a strike. Weigel appearing in his team-leading 34th game tonight, 2-4 with a 4.23 ERA. The 0-1 pitch to Palamaki is outside for a ball, 1-1. And Weigel with 44 strikeouts, 22 walks in 38 and a third innings this season. Now the next pitch is looped into shallow left. That's going to get down for a base hit. And Palamaki is on with a leadoff single, just the fourth hit of the game for Salt Lake. And they have not had a runner reach second base in this game. And that's only their fifth base runner, period, tonight. Here's Kyle Kasser in his first plate appearance of the game. And he takes outside for a ball. Kasser, left-hand hitter, 3-for-12 since coming up from Advanced Class A Tri-City in the Northwest League to provide some infield depth for the Bees. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 1-1. Kasser entered this game after the rehabbing David Fletcher left after 7 innings as he recovers from hip surgery. 1-1 pitch on its way to Kasser, and this is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. So Weigel ahead of the count, a ball and 2 strikes on Kasser. And the pitch swung on and grounded to third, fielded by Ellis, goes to second for one, relay to first, scooped out of the dirt. The Red Ears turned 2, and it was not an easy one. Ellis fielded this grounder, threw it to the pivot man, Mejia, who had no time to spare as Kasser runs well, and Mejia's throw was in the dirt, and Zach Green scooped it in time for the double play. And the second one turned by the Red Ears tonight, and there are 2 down in the ninth. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Jose Rojas, the batter, and the pitch is outside for a ball. Red Ears trying to pitch their 5th shutout of the year. But Rojas is Salt Lake's top home run hitter. He's the guy who can spoil the shutout with one swing, and he takes a strike, 1-1. Red Ears trying to lock this one down in the win column and get the post All-Star break portion of the schedule off to a great start. Here's the 1-1 to Rojas. Weigel fires, and it is swung on and fouled out of play, and that is strike two. So a ball and two strikes. Weigel, when he started warming up, was warming up for a save situation. It turns out it's not a save situation at all after the Red Ears scored all those insurance runs. Here's one up high now, 2-2. But Weigel is locked in on trying to wrap up a shutout, I can tell you that. The whole pitching staff takes pride in those, especially on a day like today when the Red Ears starting pitcher, Justice Sheffield, was scratched during warm-ups and it became an emergency bullpen game. 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded right side and through into right field. Despite the shift from the Red Ears, Rojas still found a hole and he has a two-out single. Hit number 5 for the Bees tonight, which matches the Red Ears total. But the Rainiers have 6 runs, have had most of their hits after walks and whatnot. A hit batter, an error, etc. Here's Jack Mayfield, right-hand hitter, 0-for-3 today, and Weigel's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Still one more out to get here. Mayfield has split his time this season between AAA and the big leagues. The 1-0 is inside. 2 balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. 2-1 now. Now Weigel ready with the 2-1 pitch with 2 outs in the ninth, and it is swung on and chopped to short, fielded by McCoy. Flip it to Mejia for the force out at second. That's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears come out of the All-Star break pitching a shutout. They win this one 6-0 is the final score, and the Red Ears with their 5th shutout of the year as Austin Warner, Brennan Bernardino, Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, and Patrick Weigel combine on a 5-hit shutout. And the Red Ears get the win, 6-0, the final score. We'll recap the scoring in this one and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU is built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Red Deers win 6-0 over Salt Lake in the first game after the All-Star break. And this was just a terrifically well-pitched game for the Tacoma Red Deers, who didn't look like they were going to have one of those today based on the way the game began, because the guy who started the game, Austin Warner, wasn't supposed to. Justice Sheffield was the starting pitcher for this one. And he was shut down during warm-ups. He was warming up. He was on the mound throwing warm-up pitches and then stopped. And all we can do, felt discomfort. Maybe the Mariners didn't want him to pitch in this game. They got a late decision. We don't know. It is trade season. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? But Sheffield was warming up, and then he wasn't. And it became an emergency bullpen game for the Red Deers. Austin Warner made the start instead. And he was fantastic. Three scoreless innings, allowed just two singles, faced one batter over the minimum. But when he was done, it was 0-0 as we went to the fourth. Mike Myers was perfect through three, but in the fourth inning, he walked the leadoff man, Jared Kelnick, and then hit Drew Ellis with an 0-2 pitch, putting two on with no one out. Marcus Wilson ended up striking out, but then with the runner still at first and second and one out, Brian O'Keefe single to right center field for the Red Deers. First hit of the game, and it scored Kelnick from second base, sent Ellis all the way to third, and the Red Deers were ahead 1-0. And then Myers threw a wild pitch that got past Chad Wallach, and Drew Ellis scored from third, and the Red Deers were ahead 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning. It continued that way for some time. Brennan Bernardino followed Austin Warner, and he was even better. Three perfect innings in middle relief. 9 up, 9 down. It was still 2-0 as we headed into the late innings. Rainiers didn't score in the top of the seventh. Kyle Bird pitched a scoreless bottom of the seventh. Then in the eighth, the new guy, Taylor Williams, tossed a scoreless inning in his Rainiers debut. Still 2-0 going to the ninth. And in the ninth, against Gerardo Reyes, the Rainiers added on runs with one out. Brian O'Keefe walked. Eric Mejia hit a sharp ball off the glove of Matt Theiss for an error. Then Zach Green walked, loading the bases. And then Scott Heinemann came through with a two-run double to right field off the end of the bat to make it 4-0. And Forrest Wall followed by pulling a two-run double to right field, bringing in two more runs and making it 6-0 Tacoma. In the game on for the bottom of the ninth, he finished it off. And the Red Deers were winners today. 6-0 is the final score. Time for our final totals in today's ball game for Tacoma. 6 runs on 5 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Salt Lake, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error, left 3 on base. Winning pitcher is Brennan Bernardino. He's 1-0. Loss goes to Mike Myers, 0-3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 19 minutes. The attendance, 9,596. With the win, the Red Deers go to 39-51 on the year. Salt Lake falls to 42-49. Game 2 of this 3-game series is tomorrow evening at 5:35 Pacific time. The Red Deers start Chris Mazza against right-hander Cesar Valdez of Salt Lake. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 5:25. Red Deers win it 6-0. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Raiders win. They beat Salt Lake 6-0, the final score today. Checking out the major Mariners with their 14-game win streak on the line at home against first-place Houston. And Marco Gonzalez on the mound. Jose Altuve led off the game with a homer for the Astros. Altuve's 18th of the year. And the Astros lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third now. Jose Urquidy on the hill for Houston. Julio Rodriguez scratched from the Mariners lineup with a sore left wrist. We hope that that's nothing serious. Astros lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third at Seattle. Couple of finals already. Don't have many details on these games because they've just ended. But the Yankees beat the Orioles 7-6. Two homers for Aaron Judge today. He drove in four runs. He leads the majors with 36 home runs on the season. And the game we were talking about has just gone final at Fenway. Toronto beats the Red Sox 28-5. They were ahead 25-3 in the fifth inning. And Raimel Tapia hit an inside-the-park grand slam, one of many highlights for Toronto today. Blue Jays had 29 hits, total romp over the Red Sox. Braves and Angels interleague game. Braves lead 7-0 at the bottom of the eighth inning in Atlanta. Cleveland's on top of the White Sox, 8-2 in Chicago, bottom of the eighth inning there. Tampa Bay has a 6-3 lead at Kansas City in the eighth inning in KC. And Oakland's up 2-1 over the Rangers in the bottom of the fifth inning in Oakland. National League, a few finals are in. Reds beat the Cardinals 9-5. Three homers for Cincinnati today, and Tyler Naquin drove in four runs. The Cubs blast the Phillies 15-2. Nelson Velazquez for the Cubs hit two homers and drove in five runs as Kyle Schwarber did hit his 30th in the losing cause at home for the Phillies. Marlins beat the Pirates 8-1. Joey Wendell had three hits, drove in a couple of runs to lead a Marlins 13-hit attack. Pirates, by the way, traded former Rainier Dan Vogelbach to the New York Mets today. Vogelbach goes to a contender. Padres beat the Mets. Darvish shut him down, allowed just one run in seven innings. And the Padres beat Max Scherzer today. Also in the National League, the Rockies and Brewers are tied 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning in Milwaukee. Diamondbacks are up 5-0 in the fifth over the Washington Nationals. And Dodgers lead the Giants 1-0 top of the third inning in L.A. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Salt Lake City. Right here is win 6-0. We'll be back with more after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Right here's win. Great way to come out of the All-Star break. 6-0 here in Salt Lake City. Five pitchers combining on a five-hit shutout. Austin Warner, Brennan Bernardino, Kyle Bird, Taylor Williams, and Patrick Weigel. As the Raiders and Bees each had five hits today. It's just the Raiders scored six runs with theirs. They got their hits after walks and some air and an error. A hit batter also helped out. Meanwhile, the Raiders limited Salt Lake to just five singles and one walk. Really great pitching today for Tacoma. They win it 6-0. and get the upper leg going in this three-game series. Scores from the league tonight. Vegas 8-5 in the eighth inning. Oklahoma City has a 9-4 lead at home over Sacramento. The Sugarland Space Cowboys are in Albuquerque. They have a 9-3 lead in the fifth. And Reno is on top of El Paso, 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning in Reno. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 5:35. Chris Mazza starts for Tacoma. Cesar Valdez for Salt Lake will be on the air with the pregame show at 5:25. Valdez has been one of the top starters in the league this year, ranked in the top five in many categories, including ERA. So a tough customer on the mound. We'll see if the Red Ears could get to him tomorrow. They have seen him a lot this year. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Great way to start. The Red Ears win this by a final score here in Salt Lake City, 6-0 the final. Want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark. We'll be back with you tomorrow night. First pitch at 5:35. Have a great night.